Good afternoon. Dry air wrapping around the center of the coastal storm that brought the messy weather overnight and early this morning across interior New York and New England continues to dominate the weather as we head into the afternoon hour. Still, some light and spotty rain showers, some snow showers, and even some pockets of sleet can be found across the region. Little additional accumulation is likely for the next few hours. However, another area of precipitation should back in from the coast. This, combined with upper-level energy still associated with this system pivoting through the region, will generate a round of precipitation late this afternoon and into the evening hours, including the commute home. This will be in the form of rain and sleet once again, especially across the higher terrain, but also some snow is likely across the highest elevations, and this could slow down the evening drive for many folks as temperatures hover around 32. With this last round of precipitation, 1 to 3 inches of snow and sleet could add up in some locations. Gradually overnight tonight, this storm will lift out. The wind will flip around to the northwest and will start a drying trend. Still plenty of clouds, though, as temperatures drop back into the upper 20s. As we get into the day tomorrow, high pressure will temporarily build in. This will keep it dry with a mix of sun and clouds and debris. Temperatures will make it up to the lower 40s. Another disturbance will pivot through for the day on Thursday with cloudy skies and a few rain or snow showers with highs around 40. Then we'll spend the rest of the week and into the weekend cooling it off with intermittent snow showers from time to time Friday and Saturday. Temperatures starting out in the middle and upper 30s Friday, lower 30s Saturday, and with mostly cloudy skies, highs in the upper 20s to around 30 on Sunday. It looks like we'll start off next week dry and cold on Monday with a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 20s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a storm system exiting the Rockies will spread snow and rain across the plains and into the upper Midwest as it tracks eastward. Numerous winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories are in effect for this system from Wyoming to Wisconsin. Snowfall totals could exceed a foot in parts of South Dakota and Nebraska. Snow and lower elevation rain over the Rockies and parts of the basin will taper off during tonight, but the snow will continue to expand eastward into the upper Great Lakes overnight into tomorrow morning, and some of that snow will be heavy at times. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 84 degrees at Laredo and Cotulla, both in Texas, to a low of 9 below zero at Boulder, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy and windy with rain near 40. Cloudy and windy with rain in Boston in the lower 40s. And in Buffalo, cloudy with light snow and highs in the mid-30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees. The average low, 14. The record high, 54, set in 1999. And the record low, 17 below zero in 1948. Sunrise this morning, 7:17 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:58 p.m. 9 hours and 41 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Snow and sleet from time to time this afternoon, becoming steadier into the evening with temperatures in the lower 30s. Snow, sleet, and some rain this evening, winding down as snow showers overnight in the mid to upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, some scattered pockets of sleet, otherwise rain showers from time to time this afternoon with temperatures in the middle to upper 30s. Rain and snow showers this evening, winding down overnight, lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, snow and sleet around today with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Snow and sleet this evening winding down as snow showers overnight, lows in the upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, snow, sleet, and some freezing rain showers this afternoon, turning into a steadier round of snow, rain, and sleet this evening. This will all wind down as snow showers overnight with lows near 30. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A few rain and snow showers this afternoon, perhaps a few pockets of sleet becoming steadier through the late afternoon and into the evening hours, perhaps as some minor accumulating snow and sleet, temperatures in the lower 30s. Precipitation winding down tonight as snow showers and temperatures back into the upper 20s to around 30 degrees. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, breezy, relatively mild, lower 40s. Cloudy and becoming breezy Thursday, a few rain and snow showers near 40. Mostly cloudy, windy, colder Friday, scattered snow showers, mid to upper 30s. Lower 30s with a few snow showers and debris Saturday. Mostly cloudy near 30 Sunday, and a mix of sun and clouds staying in the upper 20s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.